10 smart reading tips for at-home studying. I'm sure you've heard about the importance of reading for students at all levels, from primary school to university. This is why I wanted to write a post about how to read more effectively, especially if you have a bunch of other things going on in your life and don't have time for studying. Here is an effective tips card will assist you in being confident on yourself while reading. 1. Develop a schedule. Make a schedule to manage your time, and stick to it. For example, if you want to study for an exam on Friday, you can schedule that in the middle of the week on Thursday. You will be more likely to stick to this plan because you need to fit it into your life. 2. Design a private study area. The best way to make studying at home productive is to create a private study area. Creating a dedicated space for studying is one of the best ways to boost your productivity. All you need is a corner of a room where you can study without being interrupted. This will help you focus and avoid unnecessary distractions. 3. Devise a strategy and set targets. Studying is a vital part of the learning process. It's where we absorb the knowledge and skills we require to succeed. But for some people, the mere thought of studying is enough to induce stress. The pressure of having to learn a lot of information in a short space of time can be overwhelming. Learning to build your confidence can be a challenging process. But the good news is there are a number of things you can do that will help you on your journey to becoming more confident. The first thing you can do is devise a strategy for building your confidence. This means setting targets for yourself, identifying where your confidence is at the moment, and deciding on an action plan for moving forwards. 4. Learn at the right time. You are only human. You forget everything you read within a few hours. So the question becomes, when should you be reading for maximum impact? The answer depends on your goals. In this case, you need to study at the right time to get the most out of your time studying. If your body is craving the former, give in to that urge and try to power through your studying. If your body is screaming for the latter, respect its needs and give your mind the time and space it needs to learn. 5. Engage with active studying. Engaging in study is about more than just sitting and reading. It's about using all your senses, actively exploring the material, and becoming a better learner. As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. The same can be said for studying. The more you study, the better you get. The only way to get better at any task is to practice. When you set out to study, your brain is engaged and ready to process new information. 6. Put yourself to the challenge. We sometimes feel as though we're not doing enough, that we're not learning enough, or that we're not doing it right. It's perfectly normal to feel anxious when it comes to schoolwork. But it's important to remember that the amount of work you're doing at school has little to do with how much you learn. You can end up becoming overwhelmed. To help you get the most out of your time at home, try putting yourself to the challenge with these 10 reading tips. 7. Set an alarm. One of the most common problems people face when trying to study is a lack of motivation. It's easy to get distracted by the latest social media updates or to let your mind wander off to the latest drama you saw on Netflix. But if you want to learn, you've got to build the motivation to study for longer periods of time. One way to do that is by setting an alarm every time you start to feel distracted. Confidence is a funny thing. It can be built and broken at the drop of a hat. It can be built through a variety of methods. One of the most effective is to make sure you're eating a well-balanced diet. It doesn't matter how much time you spend reading if you don't eat the right foods. Your body needs certain vitamins and minerals to support healthy brain function. You also need enough protein, complex carbohydrates, and healthy fats to keep your brain firing. 9. Get most of the rest and exercise. You're busy. You have a full schedule. You don't have time to sit still and focus for hours at a time. Luckily, you don't have to. Instead of spending all of your free time in the library or your room, aim to get a decent amount of rest and exercise. 10. Get the domestic duties out from the way. Make a study space. Clear a table in your room, box up some textbooks, and put down some white paper and a pen or two. This will give you somewhere to set your books and notes without the clutter of dirty dishes, laundry, and other chores. You'll also find that you have more room to work. You build a routine that works best for you, and will make it easier to stick to your schedule when you're studying. As you can see, there are many different approaches to read and study. Find the one that works best for you and optimize your studying efforts to help you achieve higher grades in school. Please let us know by liking, commenting and subscribing to our channel today.